Hi, this is Kathy York, and today I share with you my article, Actually Plus Literally Equals Yikes. And I start off with a quote from me. What did I say? Did I start my sentence with actually? Not Kathy York, the grammar doyen, surely not. Unfortunately, Mr. York, with a twinkle in his eye because he had caught me in a filler word faux pas, corroborated it. He said, yes, you began your sentence with actually. Now, I've been known to start over to say things properly, and it had been a long time since I had done that for actually. And I'm thinking, what's the deal? Well, the deal was we had discovered a great TV show, Stargate SG-1, and I was binge-watching the entire series as quickly as I had spare cash to purchase the boxed sets. And the problem? Carter begins about every 10th sentence with, actually, and since we speak what we hear, and I was overdosing on this hated filler word, it crept back into my vocabulary. Well, for the most part, actually and literally are interchangeable, and unfortunately, they are most often used in senseless ways. And see what you think of these. I was literally, or actually, embarrassed to death. He's actually from another planet. The walls literally started closing in on me. And you're thinking, well, what's the problem? Well, the first example, I was literally embarrassed to death, means you're dead and you're talking to me, so I'm assuming you're alive. The second sentence about the guy from another planet reminds me of a man in our town, but I think it's just a rumor. And the last one, the walls literally started closing in on me. I'm envisioning the rebels inside the room-sized trash compactor in the original Star Wars movie. Hey, just saying. Well, here are some that are legal. Let's leave actually and literally at the door unless we are voicing a cliche that happens to be true. Three examples. It's hot enough out here to actually fry an egg on the sidewalk. That was from a newscast, and the newscaster demonstrated this, cracking, yes, an egg onto the pavement before a million viewers. And I'm telling you, that puppy cooked sunny side up as we watched. My second one, the check is literally in the mail when it is on its way. And the third one, the television series Star Trek Deep Space Nine literally started off with a bang. And it did. We walked right into a space battle. Your takeaway, obnoxious fillers in our speaking and writing detract from our message. These extras also cost us money when an editor calculates our bill. And a final note, when we speak or write, consider fillers as they crop up and think, do I need this word? If the answer is no, dump it. Well, hey, let's take a quick 15 minutes to talk about your next tech or text project, or maybe tackle an issue you're having right now. No invoice. And I do have a spot here for you to click and send me an overview of your problem. You can also email me, Kathy@KathyYork.com. And please remember, it's KathyYork. Hope to talk with you soon. Bye.